Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
time when he heard that one. But, you know, I like it, and I don't care if you don't. But, hey, that's what I do, Crazy Nation. I don't think we want to get into that song. It looks kind of, no, I don't know why the computer's doing it, but it does what it does. It does what it is, and it does, and it doesn't. But I'm not going to complain about it. Nah, we know another guy does that shit. Shit fucks up. Fuck the world. It's all against me. But anyway, it is against us all, period. I don't know if you've seen the opening part of the show, the title. But, wow, it's getting really fucking... Joe, man, your family, you and your family are just kind of fucked. You know, I can see the Department of Justice and the FBI right now. These motherfuckers are losing their shit. They can't cover up no more. They can't do it. They just simply can't fucking hide this no more, man. So, to make your night better, for those of you that are listening, and who are probably going to listen to some archives or whatever, I seriously don't care. But here's what's going to happen. Kamala Harris is going to be the president of the United States of America. Yeah. Kamala Harris. Let it sink in. Breathe deep. Breathe deep and keep your cool. I know it's going to be hard, but keep your fucking cool. But Kamala is going to be the commander-in-chief of the United States of America. Congratulations to Kamala. And I hope she keeps John Pierre P.P. LePew. She's a good liar. I like lying dirty chicks. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's kind of like the nasty ones. Nasty. I mean, nasty motherfuckers. And she's an import and a lesbian, too. Okay, man. You want to talk about a triple stack fucking... McFuckin' Donald's. What else do you expect to happen here? She's going to be the president of the fucking United States, man. How does somebody wrap that around their fucking head? I knew it was coming. You knew it. I mean, this has been bullshit since the beginning of it all. Every bit of this shit. Him running for president, period. You know, but he was in this shit back in the Obama days. How much other shit this motherfucker been into way before Obama? He's been in there since fucking childbirth. You know what I mean? I mean, come on. How much other shit has this cocksucker actually pulled off? I salute him. Good job, Joe. You got by with the biggest fucking robbery in the world. The biggest train robbery ever to happen. Wow. This is the best. You got the most votes than the other president, and you pulled off the best fucking crime, but got caught. Michelle got caught anyway. You knew you had it made. LLCs, baby. LLCs. LLC, don't look at me. That's what it means, motherfucker. Yeah, you can get that LLC, but you ain't going to touch me. And they had hundreds of them. I mean, I like to see the fucking tax documents run as operations. Wow. Even though you have that LLC, you still got to pay the man. The man still controls you. That's what the fuck that works out for. Matter of fact, the man controls your money when your LLC are incorporated. You don't get to do shit, get a paycheck. Yeah, So, yeah. Any way there is to fuck you. But this is, you know, I don't think it is going to be a historic event. I think it's going to show massive retardation. Massively. Unfucking believable amount of fucking retarded people. I mean, massively. But anyway, that's not me from my mouth. Not a couple people online waiting to get in. But I can bring you in here in a minute. But here, we got to listen to a clip. You know the fucking rules. You know, shit. I don't have nothing to do with this place. I just work here. So anyway, let me get into the history. And this came out earlier. And it was, okay. Let me try to get my shit together here. And, that ain't going to happen either. But think about it, guys. Kamala Harris. Would you ever think the Keklin woman would ever win this? What is she going to do when she goes up and talks to the people? She's going to be cracking up, laughing, saying, I knew Joe would fuck up. I knew it. I knew I had this fucking job bag. I knew I was going to be the first female president ever in the United States of America. Woo. Fuck me, Timmy. Didn't that sound great? Yeah, yeah. Just what I was looking for. But anyway. Here we go. Let's check this out. Here we go. Hey, kids. Now you're back with you.
A lot of those are broken right there. Family. And the impact to you. U.S. national security. Here's House Oversight Committee Chairman Congressman James Comer with me on Friday morning on Fox Business's Mornings with Maria. Watch.
Based on the fact that 9 different Biden family members have been receiving payments from a web of LLCs that are receiving payments from my adversaries around the world, this fits a pattern of questionable behavior that the Biden family members have been doing to receive funds. So we take this whistleblower claim very seriously. We know it exists. We know the FBI has the document. I can tell you this, the Biden family have received a lot of payment from the Chinese Communist Party, from entities that are state-owned entities.
Chairman Comer sending a subpoena to FBI Director Christopher Wray to testify and to produce a document in the FBI session to, quote, describe an alleged criminal scheme involving then-Vice President Biden and a foreign national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions. This comes as Secretary of State Anthony Blinken denies he pushed for 51 intelligence officials to sign a letter calling the Biden laptop Russian disinformation right before the election and then lied about it under oath, as Senator Ron Johnson told us right here last week.
Anthony Blinken finally did come in and sit down for a voluntary transcribed interview in December of 2020 because he wanted to be Secretary of State. And now because of more information that's come out, we know that he lied bold-faced to Congress about never emailing Hunter Biden. My guess is he told a bunch of other lies that hopefully we'll be able to bring him and his wife back in, tell them to preserve their records.
That wasn't my idea, didn't ask for it, didn't solicit it. And I think the testimony that the former deputy director of the CIA, Mike Morrell, put forward confirms that.
Joining me right now with more on all of this in this Sunday morning exclusive interview is House Oversight Committee Chairman, Kentucky Congressman James Comer. Mr. Chairman, thanks very much for joining us.
Good morning.
Can you tell us about this latest investigation of influence peddling on a sitting president? I know that you're planning a press conference this Wednesday. What will we learn?
Senator Grassley and I received a tip on a whistleblower. Senator Grassley was the lead in this. We reviewed documents from the legally protected whistleblower, highly credible whistleblower, that would implicate Joe Biden in a paper play scheme, in trying to set up a deal to receive funds to he and his family in exchange for foreign policy decisions. Now, that fits a pattern, Maria, of what we've seen with these bank records. And on Wednesday, we're going to present to the American people all the information that we've received thus far pertaining to bank records. We're going to disclose many of the different LLCs, many of the different transactions that all these different Biden family members have gotten from our adversaries around the world. Now, we don't believe this was just a coincidence that all these Biden family members were receiving money from these web of LLCs into their personal bank account. We believe this was done in exchange for something that then Vice President Biden and now President Biden would have done. So this whistleblower is going to provide some very crucial information to our investigation, and we've given the FBI until May the 10th to produce this document. So the ball is in the FBI's court with respect to this whistleblower.
You are sure that this document exists?
100%.
What if they don't release the document by May 10th? What if they decide to indict Hunter Biden for having a gun illegally before your press conference?
My message to the Department of Justice is very loud and clear. Do not indict Hunter Biden before Wednesday when you have the opportunity to see the evidence that the House Oversight Committee will produce with respect to the web of LLCs, with respect to the number of adversarial countries that this family influence peddled in. This is not just about the president's son. This is about the entire Biden family, including the president of the United States. So we believe there are a whole lot of accounts that the IRS and the DOJ don't know about because we don't believe they've done a whole lot of digging in this. And we have. We've spent the past 100 days poring over bank documents. I've used subpoena power to get these bank documents. We've been meeting with the former associates of the Bidens in their different influence peddling schemes. We've been meeting with whistleblowers. We know exactly what this family was doing. And by all accounts from the media reports that we're getting, what they're looking at charging Hunter Biden on is a slap on the wrist. It's a drop in the bucket. So Wednesday will be a very big day for the American people in getting the facts presented to them so that they can know the truth. And then the Department of Justice can finally do what they should have done years ago.
What?
Well, obviously, the president's son committed many crimes, many crimes. I mean, you're looking at potential money laundering. Jonathan Turley comes on Fox all the time and talks about he was essentially a foreign agent for countries like China. He's an unregistered foreign agent. You know, those are serious crimes. You've got the possible racketeering. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And again, Maria, it's not just the president's son. And we don't believe these countries were paying the Biden family for nothing. We believe they were getting a return on their investment, and the return on the investment would have been policy decisions for then Vice President Joe Biden and current President Joe Biden.
How much money do you believe the Biden family has taken in? How much money have you been able to identify of cash going to Biden family members?
Well, we're going to dive into that on Wednesday, but it's millions and millions of dollars. I can say that. Hopefully people will pay attention on Wednesday when we have this press conference and they can see actual bank records. So, you know, another thing that's important to note with this investigation, Maria, and I think we'll make it even more interesting on Wednesday, is more and more evidence is pointing towards Joe Biden. I mean, obviously, Joe Biden was involved in all these things, despite the fact that he's lied to the American people, despite the fact that his press secretary continues to lie about it. We've already produced one wire from one LLC totaling over $1 million to four different Biden family members. And now we're going to produce an additional five Biden family members, more countries, more LLCs, more bank accounts. I mean, this thing is much bigger than anyone would have ever predicted. And it all points towards Joe Biden, the big guy.
This is just incredible. So is this money laundering? Is this racketeering? What? They were just taking money and changing policy decisions and announcing policy decisions on behalf of America and pocketing the cash.
Yeah, the LLCs were set up to disguise the sender of the money and to deceive the IRS so they wouldn't have to pay taxes. Or else the countries would have just wired the money directly to the Bidens. But they tried to do it through a web of LLCs. I was a director of a bank for over a decade. There's a term that banks use for that. It's called money laundering. And obviously the bank violations that we looked at Treasury, many banks suspected the same thing. So the Department of Justice has a whole menu of options to go after this family, not just the president's son, but this family. And it's not going to be lying on a gun application or not paying taxes for one or two calendar years. I don't think they realize how many different LLCs and how much different money the Bidens laundered into their personal accounts. So there's a whole lot of information here for the Department of Justice to use. And by all accounts, I don't think they're aware of the majority of it.
One of the critical decisions that this president made during the first couple of weeks of his presidency was to cancel the China Initiative. This is a Trump-era initiative, which was actually indicting those people who were getting paid by communist China to send intellectual property and information from America back to China. Secretary Pompeo closed down the entire Houston embassy over the surveillance and that, as well as others. Is the China Initiative cancellation one of those decisions that Joe Biden got paid for?
Well, it's very suspicious why he did it. I mean, this is one of the worst decisions with respect to national security that Joe Biden made as president. And he did it right out of the bat. And the person that he had that at the time that was making the pitch to the FBI to drop the China initiative because they said it was racially profiling Asian students, was the then president of the University of Pennsylvania, who is now Biden's appointee as ambassador to Germany. And remember, the University of Pennsylvania was getting tens of millions of dollars from anonymous donations from China. Maria, this stinks to high heaven, the amount of money that China has sent Biden and Biden family entities has apparently impacted many decisions this administration has made that were adversarial to every American. Our national security is at risk because of bad policy decisions that Joe Biden made that put China first and America last. And for me to see all these bank records and all these deposits from the Chinese Communist Party directly to the Biden family members, I mean, it's pretty disgusting. And I can't wait until Wednesday to present this to the American people. And I'm anxious to see how the mainstream media covers this, because the New York Post, the New York Times, Washington Post, MSNBC, NBC. Well, I mean, that's another very bad decision that put China first and America last. I mean, you know this, Maria. I used to watch you on CNBC all the time. I mean, a publicly traded company has to go through so many compliance requirements, so many auditing requirements, and he just, with the struggle of 10, allows Chinese companies to go in and bypass all this. It puts China at another competitive advantage over the United States in attracting American capital. I mean, this president has always put America last and China first. And I think the walls are coming in on this family, and Wednesday's going to be a big day with respect to transparency and with respect to credibility of congressional investigations.
Real quick before you go, I'll be focused on Wednesday, and we certainly want to get you back after that press conference. But what if they do not adhere to this? What if they refuse to turn over that memo? What are you going to do about Merrick Garland, the head of the DOJ? What about Christopher Wray at the FBI? Will you move to subpoena, impeach? What can you do? What levers do you have if they say, no, we're not giving you any documents?
Well, Senator Grassley and I have a plan B. We hope to not have to employ plan B, but we will. So I'm still got a little bit of confidence in the majority of the employees at the FBI and the DOJ, not the top. I lost confidence in the top a long time ago. But hopefully there will be enough people that will put pressure on the leadership to do the right thing and be transparent with the House Oversight Committee and the American people.
Okay, we will leave it there. Mr. Chairman, thanks very much. We will be waiting for your news on Wednesday. House Oversight Committee.
Wow, see what I mean? Wow, crazy, ain't it? Just fucking straight up nuts. But, you know, Joe, hey, the love of money is the root of all evil. Yeah, Kamala's going to be the president, kids. All right, I'm sorry. That's it. You can't fight me over this one. You know she is. She's the new king. She's going to be the new king. Wow. So anyway, I'm going to open up these phone lines and see what I'm looking for. I know one, not the other one, too. This is coming out of Texas. But yeah, you folks down in Texas, you got to watch out with them Land Rovers. Jesus Christ. You ran over them 7 immigrant people, wasn't it? Down there? That was something. Wow. Happy Sundays. Gunslinger, Cat, what's going on?
I don't know.
We're free.
We're just
free.
Down there.
We're free. Okay, well, that's cool. What were you saying, Kat? What was it going on down there in your world?
Yeah. We're just trying to stay safe.
My God. Ain't it nuts? Ain't it crazy? What do you think about Kamala becoming the fucking the president? Kamala. Yeah.
Well, she'll just pardon him.
You think so? Yeah, why not?
Oh, hell yeah.
What if she don't?
That'll be the deal. That deal's already been made. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They know. Or else he'll just resign. But it's like Comer said. I didn't know Comer had been president of a bank. So they know. Mm-hmm. But you know... Now you see why they had to talk about QAnon as being a bunch of crazy people. Because this is something that Q talked about all the time.
Right.
How the Bidens have sold out America.
It's the perfect scam, the perfect one. How could you go wrong? You know? I mean, there is
Well, they're paving the way for Michelle Obama. You just watch.
Yeah, that's the last thing we fucking need. That's wow. Ooh. I think Adolf will look like a fucking saint. You know what? Adolf will look like a fucking saint. We remember when she did that thing at the fucking schools, cut off the food to these kids. They're showing on fucking news kids starving to death at school, you know, by this fucking healthy lifestyle shit.
Remember when she did that?
Yeah, I remember she did that.
But you know what the media's not talking about? Now,
what's that?
I haven't watched the news. I just look at stuff online anymore. I don't even.
Right.
My husband watches certain shows on TV, but here in the last 2 weeks, we've had 3 Hispanic males, and I guarantee you all of them are illegal. I know the one that shot his next-door neighbors. He was here illegally.
Right.
And then the guy up in Dallas, north of Dallas there in Allen, that guy was definitely a gang member. And then the guy that ran over the Hispanic guy that ran over the people down in Brownsville today, these are all Hispanic males, y'all. Crazy Hispanic males.
Yeah.
This shit is hitting. If y'all can't see that our country is being invaded, I'm telling you, it's going to take neighborhoods like mine to be raided. I'm serious. It's going to take a bunch of middle-class white people to really lose their shit before anything's done.
That's coming.
Oh, it's coming.
If Kamala Harris becomes president of the United fucking States of America, this country's going to go fucking off the deep end. Once it shows up that Biden was a fucking crook, even that alone could be enough to fucking set it all off. We're in fucking, you know, it's coming to that point. People are simply fucking tired of being fucked with, you know, and being fucked over by these lying motherfucking thieving cocksuckers, you know. It's a given. The American people are tired.
It's not going to take, but this is just going to be business as usual. Well, we've got a system in place. He was corrupt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People, it's like you say, Ron, they're retarded. They're willingly retarded. Yep.
Yes. I'm finally glad you catch that. A lot of people don't, when I say that, you know, they don't get it why I'm saying that.
Well,
it's simply look at it. Look at
it's not a
people.
Good word to use, but these people are willingly retarded.
Well, how other way could you explain it? What is the other definition for that? I think the simplest way is the fact retardation, because they're fucking stupid.
To what I said all along.
and here's the other thing: Biden's been doing this shit since Obama. We all knew that. Mm-hmm. We all knew it. Everybody fucking knew this motherfucker.
Oh, he's been doing it since he was a senator. No, he's been doing it.
Right, exactly.
His entire fucking career.
Right. But the thing is, you know, like I said that one time, people thought I was fucking joking. I said, $30 billion goes over to fucking the Ukraine? And then fucking, you know, Joe says, give me half of it back. I'll give you $15 billion. If I can send you 30, you send back 15 to me. That's exactly what the fuck he did. You know? But I found out later on it was 50. Sorry. $50 billion. You know? And the only reason Russia is fucking with Ukraine because fucking Biden is president. They're trying to stop his money laundering. He's trying to stop the scam. Putin is actually trying to do us a goddamn favor. You know? Think about it. The reason they're saying he's taking the country is not true. You know, but that country's been fucking Biden's personal piggy bank. You know, money laundering,
it's
laundering.
Everybody's. It's
worse right. Yeah, you're right. But I'm saying, I'm just specifically, you know, touching on him. Yeah, a lot of people. Absolutely everybody.
Well, not
I mean,
just
a fucking
Ukraine.
Comedian's a president. Huh?
Not just Ukraine. I mean, Russia and China, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, think about Ukraine like this. What if Russia funded all these bio labs in Mexico with where they are doing nothing but studying viruses and how to make bioweapons against us, right? Bioweapons.
Mm-hmm.
Would we put
right.
up with that?
Well, we put up with it
would
in Wuhan. We were pretty cool with Fauci fucking
but
doing it.
But not in Mexico.
No.
What I'm
China.
Saying is Ukraine's on the border of Russia. And there was an agreement that Ukraine, that the borders were settled as long as Ukraine did not join NATO. Well,
right.
Ukraine was in a civil war.
Right.
People in Western Ukraine are of Russian descent. They still
right.
worship, you know, the Russian Orthodox Churches.
Right, right.
They speak
right, right.
Russian. You know,
right.
people
right.
in Eastern Ukraine are more European.
Right.
So they were killing them.
Right.
And just said, enough of this shit. I'm going down there and take them out.
Mm-hmm. Well, but there again, it's like I said, it's also got a lot to do with the money game. Money always plays, we remember every, well, like Antoinette said, every war is a banker's war, which that's a famous quote by somebody. And it's true. It always comes down to money in, mm-hmm. in the long run, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Every war. Every war has something to do with money.
Well, the...
But I mean, how much can the American people take being bullshitted like this? You know, when's the end of that come? You know, when's it going to stop happening? You know, ever? You know, I don't know. It's been going on ever since politics, since being man, you know what I mean? But this is pretty fucking wild. And here's another thing.
Well,
they knew about this shit before the election. They knew it was going on, you know what I mean? Why did they want him in there? Well, there's another reason. There's another part played in this that we're not hearing about. There's another part. It ain't just what Joe's been doing. There's a reason they wanted him in there. Because, you know, goddamn good and well, the American people did not vote for that motherfucker. So, you know, there's got to be something. There's got to be a reason. Is it because of the solar green energy
money.
Shit?
Yes, it's because
money.
Of the it's the green energy. It's this stuff. It's
mm-hmm.
transgender.
Yep, sell the drugs for all that. Get the kids hooked on it. Do all that shit. Educate the children
yeah.
to be fucking boys, be girls, girls be boys, you know. The matter of fact, a clip. I was on TikTok. And this chick goes, you know, think about it. If you go get gender reassignment, you're still just another, you know, gender. You're one or the other. Either way, it doesn't matter. You're still one. There's only two. You know what I mean? That's all there is to it. If you want to be a chick, want to be a dude, and you get a dick fucking attached to you, well, you're a dude. You're looking for chicks. Me? I'm mentally ill? But no, it's the way it is, though. I mean, it doesn't matter.
No,
it
I didn't say you're
matter.
Mentally ill. I said this transgenderism
oh.
is mental illness.
Oh, I thought you can't, but you're telling people the truth about me. Why are you doing that? Don't tell them I'm mentally fucking ill. Fuck. I'm sick. Help.
Well, I'll tell you what. Things are going
I've been
to
stuck in this man's body all my life. You know, I don't know what to fucking do about it.
No, I don't know. You just need a lobotomy. You'll be all right.
Yeah, that'll work. Fucking
Gunslinger right. and I live down here. We know what's going on.
I know.
We
yeah.
see what's going to happen. Next week, look. I've had a home invasion by one of these motherfuckers, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I don't have any sympathy for them. None at all. So when you...
Well.
Next week, when this...
Uh-huh.
There are 700,000 right now at the border.
Right.
They are going to invade our country. They are going to go all over this country. New York City is already doing college dorm rooms, taking over college dorms, some airport hangars. They can't. The tent manufacturers are the ones making a fortune off of this.
Oh yeah.
Yep. And if they're just getting ready, everybody's getting ready for this influx.
Yeah. Well, Mikey from Louisiana just joined us.
Hey, Mike.
He can hear you, but you can't. He can't talk back.
He can't talk back.
Yeah. I didn't let him in yet.
Hi, guys.
Oh, springtime. God damn it, spring is here. Can't fucking breathe no more. What's up, Mikey?
You know, I have a theory about what's going on with Obama that I think is pretty sound. And, you know, what they've tried to do with Obama, well, not Obama, Biden, they don't want him to run. You know, deep state and the Democrats, they don't want him to run. He's already said he's going to run, though. So, one, they tried to ask him nicely, please don't run. And he said, fuck you, I'm running anyway. They don't have the money to, they don't have the money to buy him out. So what they're going to do is they're going to let the Republicans run impeachment hearings, right?
Okay.
And when they come up with an article of impeachment and they send him to the Senate, deep state's going to tell Schumer, you better hold the trial.
I agree. He's going to do the Nixon thing. He's going to resign after this stuff comes out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And that fucking, this stuff is going to be swept under the rug that Kamala will just pardon him.
Yeah. Oh, she's got her hands into it too, but she didn't do though. You remember, she ain't alone. You know she's involved with this shit too. You know she is. There ain't no other fucking way. She knows, and she blackmailed that motherfucker. You know, because she was almost not going to be the running mate again this time, but it was too late. You know, Joe had no choice. He got fucked in that deal. But you know, it's just wow, man. It's just fucking. It's crazy.
No, he was.
But just think about
it.
Kamala Harris is going to be the first woman president, a woman that has no motherfucking clue about none of this. Don't know what to fucking do. Hasn't done nothing. Has no experience in shit. Going to run this country.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We already knew.
Kiss your fucking guns goodbye.
We know how she got where she is.
Kiss your fucking guns goodbye. She will have these motherfuckers searching every fucking home in the country. Straight up fucking Nazism.
Boom.
You watch.
It ain't
going to work out good. I'm telling you, man. Going to digitize money. Going to completely fuck the American people in the ass and make them like it. You watch.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking watch. This is all fucking plan. Just like you said, Kat, that's what it is. It's all a fucking plan.
The problem for him resigning, he's not going to resign. He's not.
You don't think so?
Yeah,
he's
already.
He had no choice. Really. I don't think.
They're the people that's running this shit. They're going to sit down with him and say, look, we cannot put this country through. You know, what they're going to do is the DOJ is going to say this to him. They're going to say, you either resign or we're going to let them go ahead and impeach you, and we're going to let Schumer and them, you know, really kick you out of office, you know, by signing on to the impeachment. When it goes to the Senate, you damn right they are. They're going to give him a choice. You either go out with this impeachment and the trial in the Senate, or I'll tell you what, I really sincerely mean this. They'll put something in his food and take him out because that guy. The thing about Biden, as corrupt as he is, he knows the goods on the rest of them too. He can take a whole lot of people down with him.
Yeah, well.
Mike, you could be right. I don't know, but it's going to be – this is very interesting. I mean, this can go a number of ways.
I think he's too set in his ways, that Biden's too set, that they're gonna get, if they give him the chance to resign, he's not gonna resign. It's not gonna happen. Resignation is not gonna happen. The only chance they have to get rid of him is the impeachment/trial in the Senate. That's the only chance, and they know it now.
But, Mike, don't you think he'd be wanting to save his family by getting these pardons for his family? Because
And basically his family is just as corrupt as he is.
Nine family members all together in his party.
Yeah, you got Hunter that's a crack whore. You got the fucking daughter that's showers with her daddy. I mean, the whole family is evil.
They're trash.
They're just pure evil. So, you know, they're going to stand up for each other. That's what evil people do. Okay, so
brother. I don't know, maybe rest in peace, but this family, this is the first family that should have been on Jerry Springer.
The Jerry Springer family. Yeah, there's Hunter.
Yeah, pretty much. This is plain white, trailer trash type bullshit.
He just passed on Jerry Springer.
Well, you know what Jerry Springer called his show? He's the beginning of the end of civilization.
Well, that wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Hey, do you know that mall up there in Allen, Texas? That was a gun-free zone. They get labeled as a gun-free zone.
It is. Yeah, I think there's signs on the doors saying no guns, no weapons prohibited. You know, so there you have it. Why do you think these idiots target these fucking places like that? Gun free zone. They know that most people are going to be stupid and not carry a gun in there. Okay, and it's perfect pickings. Pick.
Yeah.
Up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Absolutely. Yep.
Oh, did you see that video of that person that took the video of him, the shooter, after he got shot?
No, I did not.
Let me find it. You got to see this, man. And he ain't laying in no fucking Kool-Aid either.
No.
Boy,
shit.
There was a cop that was responding
to
that's my radio CB. There was a cop that was responding. Yeah, I'm turning down. But anyway, there was a cop that was responding to another call that was just right in that area, right? And when he heard the first gunfire, he ran over there, pulled his gun out, and popped him in the head.
He got it in the eyeball.
Let me find the video here. It's actual fucking video. This guy was inside the restaurant filming through the window there. Ay, ay, ay.
Wow. That was a Twitter video, right?
Twitter.
It was a video
Twitter video, you know. It should be in the. Yeah, there it is. Look at the core chat room there.
Okay.
And so. Right up. I think that's it. Well, it shows this one shows the gang tattoo, the MS-13.
Right. Okay.
That's a prison gang sign.
Yeah.
Or a prison gang, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. What did I do with the goddamn the Twitter twit? Let me find it. I'll find it here in a minute. Twitter.
Kat, did you see, have you been following what's going on with Fox, Sands, what they did with Tucker Carlson?
No,
they are fucking collapsing. They are collapsing. Fox News is collapsing.
Yeah, they can go to hell.
Yep. That was stupid.
I didn't ever catch on what the fuck they fired him for in the first place.
He was telling the truth about too much stuff.
That's against the law, isn't it?
Remember when McCarthy gave him all that footage from January 6th. That first night, he was going to do a bunch of, you know, a whole week of it, right? And he found something in that footage. It wasn't just what he did on that Monday night, Ron, when he, that footage he played on the Monday night that eventually got the Charmin out of prison.
Right.
The QAnon Charmin out of prison. There was more. And there was something in there that they didn't want you to see that the next night they had, that Tuesday night, Joe was something. And then, but it was supposedly something else that was going to be big news that they didn't want you to see on that Tuesday. Because that Tuesday show was changed, you know, it was changed, right. And then we saw, you know, what's happening now with all this stuff that's coming out. That he's saying the Fox News app, Fox News, Fox Nation app is crap, which is true, you know, nobody's buying in and all that shit. No, I mean, it doesn't. It's like because he was actually doing news reporting, they're gonna fire him. Right? Because Carlson was doing news reporting, telling the truth, they're gonna fire him. They fired him. Now they haven't terminated his contract because they don't want. If they terminated his contract, he can go wherever he wants to go, and they want him under contract so that they can keep him off of TV, you know, keep him off of TV until after the election. You know, that's what this is.
Hey, Gunn, I didn't get that. Yeah. I didn't get that link, brother.
Which one I haven't put it in there yet? There it is. Well, that's a picture. That's a picture. I'm looking for the video. They got a fucking video.
The only thing I got is trouble. I'm showing Blog Talk Radio. A copy of that.
Not showing on Blog Talk Radio.
Where are you at?
I see.
You sent it poor.
I see the link in Block BTR.
Right.
Well, here's a link in the core. That said, to a picture of it. But I haven't found the video yet. I know there's a fucking video. A piece of paper.
Oh, and that guy, which shooter was this?
That's the shooter.
Of what?
And now killed all those people at the mall. Yeah.
Oh, at the mall. That was a mall shooter.
Yeah, that's the most of all. Yeah.
Well, he was locked and loaded, wasn't he? Ready to fuck it up, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was ready to fuck somebody up.
I think that was a cartel hit. He killed eight people, and there's other people in the hospital.
Yeah.
Well, you look at him on the ground, and he has how many clips he has?
Four or five,
and then those things is what 30 rounds apiece, maybe.
Probably 30 rounds. He had over 100 rounds on him. I'd say maybe 150.
Yeah.
He would have killed a bunch more people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Oh, he was ready to. Yeah, he's ready to rock and roll.
I wonder why he chose that mall.
Hang on. Here's the actual video. And there it is in the BTR, and I'll put it in the core. Right here. There's a video of it. The last one right there. That's the actual. Somebody inside that restaurant was filming this through the window. I think this is after he got shot, but he was, sitting there laying there, bleeding out, obviously. Because, like I said, that ain't Kool-Aid.
No.
They shoot him in the forehead, or they shoot him in the eye. It looks like
it was shot him in the eye.
It looks like, close to the eye.
That was a good shot.
That's a good shot, yeah. Oh, shit.
Why can I not get back on my fucking show? Oh, fuck me, BTR. BTR just completely fucked me.
Naturally.
Great.
Did you say thank you?
Yeah, I should have.
They say that. MS-13 game.
Nice, you want to be nice.
They're saying that is a MS-13 gang deal, and when they went to his house, he lived with his mother or his parents, by the way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to get an interpreter. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was a hit. He was told to do that or they'd kill his parents. I guarantee you.
I don't know, dude's 33 years old, living with his parents. Kind of weird. And he's supposed to have been a Nazi sympathizer. Nazi sympathizer. So
who said that? Another thing, he's a white supremacist. What the hell?
I read that earlier. Yeah.
I don't believe any of that shit. They aren't Nazi sympathizers.
I would say so. But that's what they're claiming. Now, that's whether it's true or not, believe it or not. I mean, that's what the mainstream media is saying.
Oh, I know. Man, oh, man. I just cannot. My country. Makes me so mad.
Just fucked up. I did find a program where you can download Twitter videos if you want to.
Oh, send that to me. I'll put it in the room.
Yeah, you can actually download the Twitter, the exact Twitter video. Let's see, where is it? It's called, what's that?
Where is it?
I'll find it in a minute. Got damn so many damn programs on here. It's not even fucking funny. Publisher, no. Well, I'll find it here in a minute. Rats. I had it last night. I know I saved it. Come out wherever you are, you son of a bitch. Hey, damn computers.
Damn it.
We're going back to Google.
But yeah. This is...
We are so screwed in this country.
Yeah. And how does this thing called Chad GPT or whatever it is that...
All right, here.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I just said I found it. I'll put it in the VTR in the core. This is the deal where you can download the Twitter videos. Bing, right there. And then the core right here. Twitter video downloader. Works perfect. Works perfect.
Everybody's still alive and living?
Yeah. All right. You're alive.
Yeah, I came back to life. Fuck. I had to go through a bunch of shit to do it. But anyway. All right.
But yeah, this is... Right. Yeah, we're screwed. Country's
we
screwed.
Got another caller. Or do you want in? Press that number one button to let me know you went into this conversation. So I'm sorry. I missed everything. I seen the gunshot guy and... All right. 814,
welcome
to the show.
Did you get to see the video?
You don't recognize me, huh?
No. I don't recognize nothing. I'm retarded.
I haven't talked to you in a long
time. It's been a minute, man. How's it been going? Are you ready for Kamala to be president?
I don't care about that shit anymore.
You don't? You sure, Billy?
Nah, not really. I mean, you know, these idiots are going to do what they're going to do. They want to bring this country down. So, you know, some
right.
Nazis. I mean, the government, I think, is just going to, you know, fall apart. I don't think the American people are, though. I don't think the American people are going to. I think it's going to be as bad as everybody thinks.
I think American people are tired of the bullshit myself. I believe. I believe the American people are tired of the bullshit. You know?
Yeah, I mean... No, living in the cities is going to suck, you know. When Social Security stops, that's going to suck for a lot of people. And, you know, when SNAP stops, that's going to suck for a lot of people. But, you know, we have different states, and the states can look kind of like, you know, in communities and shit like that. So, you know, I think people will be more apt to come together all right, instead of dealing with these stupid-ass people. All they care about is money.
Well, exactly. Really? They don't care about the country. They don't care what position they put the country in or anything. So that's a sad
Billy,
you know.
Hi.
You know.
I want to say hi before I jump your ass, Billy.
Yeah. What's going on, Kat?
Oh, well,
that's pretty nice. Say hi before you get bitched out. That's cool.
I swear to God, that fucking shot did that. I think those three COVID shots gave me asthma. I really do.
You got three of them, huh?
I got the original and two boosters. Yeah, I think that because I never had asthma in my life. I mean, I've had allergy tests and all this stuff. But, Billy, you live up there in, like, pretty much Bug Tussle, which is pretty much you're kind of isolated from what's really going on down here. But there's 700,000 people sitting on the border right now waiting for this. What is it, Title 42? Is that the name of it? To what is it, next week? It's over. Those people are coming into this country. And then there's hundreds of other buses coming from Panama up through Central America to Mexico, headed this way. It's these 700,000 people down there are not just going, that's not going to stop with them. I mean, Biden is sending down 1,500 troops, but all those troops are going to do is help process these people through. Hello?
Trouble? What can you do about it?
What's going on down here? These fucking illegals killing people and running people over?
Yeah, I see that. I see that. But then again, yeah, I mean, it comes down to, you know, the individual person, the individual community, you know? I mean, what are you going to do? These idiots are traitors to their country.
Well, Austin, they had a vote yesterday, and we're short 200 police here in Austin. So they've sent in state police are here working in Austin because we don't have enough policemen. And so they had a referendum, a vote yesterday. There were two propositions, A and B. One was you would have civilian control overseeing the police, right? A civilian review board. Well, Prop B, which you have a police union to do a review of, you know, police misconduct. Well, the stupid people who did vote voted over 80% to have a civilian review board, not the police union. So basically, you're going to have these bunch of liberals overseeing the police department. So no policeman's going to want to shoot anybody or, you know, put their lives on the line knowing that they're going to have to be overseen by these political people who have an agenda. I don't know. We're just in bad shape down here.
And see, and it sucks because I was, you know, I definitely follow this shit. It's not like the mainstream media, forget about getting any information from them. You know, they're just like, they're just ridiculous. They're beyond ridiculous on the information they put out. You know, it's not even worth even checking in to see what they're talking about anymore because it's stupid, you know. But, yeah, I mean, let me see. I don't know. I really don't know what to say at this point because, you know, it's up to, you know, each individual on how they're going to deal with it. Or even if they're ready for it, whatever that means. Because I don't, you know, I have no idea. All I know is too much of a coincidence. All this stuff, too much of a coincidence. And it rhymes with history so fucking much. You know, like the death ceiling, for example. Is this like an on-purpose design thing not to raise it? You know? I don't know.
Oh, they'll raise it.
It's all fucking smoke screen and games.
Yeah. On both sides.
Yep, both sides. You know? Like, I get pissed off at Chris a lot. I was on Skype talking about it, and I said, hey, you know, did you ever hear the story about Star Spangled Banner, you know, like the really cabinet, how it came into being? And she's like, no. I said, well, let me show you. It's, you know, really interesting. And it's also, you know, touching. You know, you, like some mm-hmm. people, you know, you would cry, you know, watching it. You know, right before it got into it, she just got up and walked into the kitchen. I called her. I said, you know something? You're not no fucking American. You're part of the problem. You're a communist. You're a drone. She was, yeah, I don't care if she gets pissed. You know? Fuck that. So I'm trying to show you something, and you just get up and go in, you know, go into the kitchen. You know, you're just fucking brainwashed like the rest of them.
People don't want to know history, that all this just happened, you know. Nobody died for this country to exist the way it did. It does. In our founding fathers, they pledged their lives and their livelihood. They pledged their money and their lives to, you know, start the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, I mean, like, is, you know, are Americans still Americans? You know, there's still some out there. Apparently, we only need, like, what, 3% to say, fuck this? You going to listen to us now? But see, I think maybe that's why they're bringing in all these illegals to come in here and fucking wreak havoc.
Yes.
And just
Michael, are you on Twitter? Are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Start following Michael Yon.
When Elon Musk got on, I got reinstated. You reinstated everybody.
Well, you know, you speaking of that, there's a you remember the show Happy Days, right? Scott Baio,
yep.
Chachi. He's leaving California, selling $3.85 million mansion due to rising homelessness and rampant crime in the state. He's saying bye bye to California.
Yeah, but see, God, he can do that because he's got the money. There's so many people.
Well, yeah, money.
Like, let's say you have. You're like, all right, I need to get out of the area I'm in. Fuck this. You know, you want to go to the mountains, whatever, somewhere. Just, you know, make your own homestead and fuck this shit. Now the way the economy is, you're going to be putting out, instead of 3%, you're going to be putting out 6, 7, 8, 9% for a mortgage. Who's going to do that? Nobody.
I know.
You got the money.
Yeah, but
I mean,
most people would not going to do that, John. They're not going to give
well,
up.
Yeah, most
and
people,
you're selling their
most,
house. Like look
people.
At Mike Pete. He can't sell his house for years. He ain't going to sell his house now. Commercial properties, you know, nobody's lending. The banks aren't lending any money.
I understand that, but it's really odd when you got these celebrities that are fleeing the ship, you know, like the rats off of a sinking ship. It's pretty weird that these things, when they start fleeing them country or the state, you know something's fucked up. You know, and they're supposed to be living in gated communities and had all this security and all this shit, and they're fleeing? Makes you kind of wonder,
Well, they got the money to do it, so they can, you know. Like, I think, what was that one guy? I don't know what his name is. He was in California for a long time. And I think he moved down to Florida. I forget what his name is.
Yeah, I did drink pill. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a gay guy. But he's supposedly a Republican or... He's on the right, whatever the fuck that even means anymore. My son was fucking telling me, you don't go out anymore. You can't take talking to stupid people. And he used
yeah,
to go out.
I'm with
him. He used to
I'm
go over to
him.
The Legion and shit, you know, and have fears and all that crap. My daughter still goes. She says, just talk. My daughter says, just talking to me stresses her out. I'm like, why? I don't talk about anything. And she's like, yeah, but you used to. And every time I hear you, I remember. You know, I don't know. It's just like, what are you going to do? You know,
well, it's the people themselves. They've educated them retarded. They chemically induced them to make them retarded. And they're stupid. They don't care. They don't know. They have no conscience no more. You know, they just don't.
But
not
when you can't do it, but what I'm saying, Ron, is like Kat, the situation you're in, I'm sure that if you had the money to get the fuck out of that area and maybe just go someplace else in Texas, probably you and your husband would probably do it.
I don't know if there's anywhere to go, Billy. That's the way I feel about this. There's nowhere to go.
You want to go into you want to go into small communities.
Oh, I tell you what. I hate these small Texas towns. I hate them. Are you kidding? No. Small town. See, it's way different down here than it is up there. Gunslinger knows what I'm talking about. Texas is different. You don't want to live in a small town down here because you have a part of that small town that's been taken over by Mexicans. It's all over down here. You don't want to mess with these people.
Right. I hear you. And plus, you're on the border there. That's not good. Not here.
I'm not on the border.
We haven't noticed much anything. The only thing that I've noticed here is sometimes they're short on medication. So notice that staff in our hospital here sucks. It's like you're in a third world country if you have to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they're understaffed because of what they did with COVID. They destroyed our fucking medical system.
Mm-hmm.
With that shit, everyone left.
Mm-hmm.
They really just don't have the people. Like, when I, also, like, if I need to get my eyes checked, you know, yearly, it's a 3-month wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What the fuck? But crime-wise, I haven't heard anything at all about crime here.
Well, Billy, you just sit tight. It's coming.
Well, I'm sure. I'm sure it is. And you can only be so ready for that, too. You know?
Do you realize that we know 2 million people have come across that border since Biden is president, and we don't know how many got away? Do you know the cartels fly drones at the border? And so they figure out the places where they don't have very much border patrol. And that's when they rushed the border. It was like 50 men, and they get away. So this goes on the border, and all these inflection points all across the border, it's going on every day. And we've down here have been trying to tell you, and 15% of the people coming across the border are Chinese. They don't tell you that. The media, that's another thing. I hate all the media because they don't ever talk about this. They don't talk about all these young Chinese. And all of these Chinese that come across, I would say 95% of them are male, military age males. They don't bring their children.
Yeah, so I mean, it's hard to figure out what's really going on.
We're being invaded.
Yes, yeah, we're being invaded.
Our leaders sold us out.
Yes, they have. I agree 100%. I agree 100%.
You and I were in the military. What the fuck were we in the military for? I wouldn't go in the military for this country now.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't advise anybody to go in the military.
No. I mean, unless you're transgender, then they'll welcome you in open arms and give you a fucking bonus. They'll give you a bonus. If you're transgender, you want to come in the military. that freaked me out a little bit when they were like doing transgender shows and then two officers wearing the goddamn animal masks and uniform, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, what the fuck? Sending all of our strategic oil and diesel and shit like that, you know, over to other countries. It's worse than Europe. They got a law now. Well, they got a law that they're trying to pass now where you're not allowed to spend no more than 1,000 euros. It's against the law to spend more than 1,000 euros. You'll go to jail if you do it. Got to do it digitally. 1,000 euros cash max. You want to go buy a motorcycle from somebody and it costs 2,000 euros, you know, that's against the law. Over there. Yep.
Well, don't worry about that because we're going to digital currency in July anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, fuck that, because now they decide, you know, you may want to buy something, and then maybe like, no.
That's right.
Right.
And if you got money in savings, it can expire. You don't get it.
Yeah.
That's already happened to me. You know?
What do you mean?
I want to buy a power station, and I had a coupon code from a YouTuber that, you know, does reviews for power stations. And I put it through and all that, and they denied it. They completely denied it. It killed my card. Like, I had to wait for another card, you know, for them to send me another card, which took 6 months. It took them 6 months to send me another debit card.
That's crazy. But if you look at the Federal Reserve website and looked at the CBDB or whatever the fuck it is, digital currency thing, whatever, then you need to look at Fed Now. It's a separate thing. But you look at Fed Now, that's the shit that's going to take fire up in July. Everybody has a Fed Now account. Everybody does. If you have a Social Security number, you got a Fed Now account. You just don't know it yet. But you will. You'll get a card in the mail.
Everybody's apparently running into gold right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gold was over 2,000. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, don't buy silver. Don't fall into that. Because if we go into a recession, silver will go down to like $16 an ounce.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, silver was like 17. Now it's 25. That's not a big increase. But gold, about 8 years ago, was about 1,300. And now gold is at 2,000, almost 2,025.
I don't know. Let me see. I mean, it might have went up.
Well, I'm looking on Kitco. If you look on Kitco.
Crazy. Let me see. Where the hell is the price?
It's 2024.40.
Here we go. For gold?
No.
$2,024.40.
I'm looking at it here. It says 2033.50.
Well, I look at your website. It depends on how often they upgrade it. This is Kitco. That's like where you should go.
Okay. Well, they have asking. They're given the asking, not the actual spot price. That's like, you have spot and then you have asking above that. But anyway,
yeah.
It's up 12 bucks. You know, I mean, silver is only right now. It's 25.99, whatever. But
gold has gone up $141 this year and past year. It's gone up $16.80 in the last 30 days. It just keeps going up.
Well, I think it's going to keep going.
And for some reason, Bitcoin is going up.
I never knew much about Bitcoin. I never followed it, never learned it, deal with it. I'm not into digital currencies, you know. It just doesn't make sense to me. But that's me. You know, there might be a lot of money in Bitcoin. You know, where you can make a lot of money. I have no idea. You know, all I know is...
Bitcoin, the way Bitcoin, I understand Bitcoin works, is that it'll go up, and then you're going to make a lot of money, and then once it reaches a certain point, it collapses, right?
That's not true. No. No.
Because there's only a certain amount of it, right?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Not all of Bitcoin has been mined yet. After all the Bitcoin has been mined, there will be no more Bitcoin. So that's what I'm telling you. As long as the state does not try to regulate Bitcoin, it will be with us. It's a great way to store. It's an accounting system. That's all it is.
That's the thing they want. That's what. The Fed coin or whatever it's called, they want their own so that they can make, you know, they can regulate their own whatever, and you know, yeah, they're gonna force people to get the thing called the Fed coin or whatever it's called.
Fed now. Debit card.
Well, it used to be called It used to be called the Fed coin.
Yeah, well, they try to. But they'll kill all that shit. That cryptocurrency, they'll kill all that. They'll all die. They go have a quick fucking death.
Yeah.
At the end of that shit. They'll stop it.
Yeah,
they'll make it illegal.
Ethereum and the rest
it's just
of
their
them,
money.
You know?
Nobody else's. That's that. That's the way it's going to be. So prepare.
You're wrong about Bitcoin. Y'all just don't even understand.
Bitcoin will be
put to death. A lot of money. Bitcoin,
for now, but
the government
it's going to die. They're going to kill it. You watch. They'll kill it.
Why would they kill it when they're making money off of it?
Because they're going to make money digital. There's not going to be no more cash money like that. It's going to be full control by a world global bank. One bank runs it all. There'll be no more Bank of America,
okay.
No more selling Bank First and Trust, and all that should be gone.
But all these big corporations have filed patents for their own form of a digital currency.
But cryptocurrency will go to death. It'll go to death, I'm telling you.
It's going to be one.
Digital currency will be the only thing available. That type of shit will not work. They're going to kill it. They will make it illegal.
Maybe.
I mean, it looks good. But when the federal government steps in, which is the Federal Reserve steps, they're going to kill it. Because you're fucking with their money. They want to completely control all the money. Everything you buy, everything you spend, they're going to allow you to be able to buy something. Shit, you might want to buy something, but your social credit score is no fucking good because you don't like Biden or Kamala Harris, the president. And they say, well, you can't buy no fucking bottle of whiskey today. You have to wait 2 days.
Ron, let me tell you
something. That's
how
the fucking be. China did it.
There are places in this world when Bitcoin first started, and one Bitcoin was like 0.025 cents, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now that was one Bitcoin. So there are computers. The hard drives are stored in caves that were used by the Nazis to store gold all over Europe. And these hard drives are stored. They are worth billions of dollars. These are people who knew what was going on with Bitcoin and started in the beginning. There is no way. Y'all just don't, because you don't understand Bitcoin and the use of Bitcoin, it would not benefit the U.S. government to destroy Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies Otherwise, these big corporations wouldn't have put patents out on their own cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrency is the way to hide money. Is the way for these people to do some really sneaky, dirty shit, like we talked about, like to fund black ops, to fund
your political. Kat, I'm with you, really. I am. Trust me. I am with you 100%.
Yeah, but you don't understand how cryptocurrency works.
Well, I understand how it works, but I'm saying to you, in the near future, it's going to die. They're going to kill it. I'm not saying it's going to fail on its own.
It wouldn't make any sense to kill it.
They're going to kill it. The Federal Reserve will stop that. The Federal Reserve says, fuck you. The only Bitcoin you're going
to
fucking get is ours. Only ours, and there is no other. There's no other currency allowed.
The Federal Reserve doesn't have the power to regulate Bitcoin.
The fuck they don't. The fuck they don't. They're doing it anyway. Look it up. Look at the Federal Reserve website.
Okay,
look at
it. I'm not going to argue with you about
that.
It's just stupid.
I'm just telling you, dear. I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm just basing the fact of what these motherfuckers can do. They don't care. They want completely control of every fucking nickel spent. It's going to be bad, dude. It is not going to be good for us. There's going to be no other way around. There's going to be no other type of currency floating around. They're not going to allow it to happen. Because they simply want to make sure they collect from every motherfucker. If money changes from one hand to another, they want a piece of it every time. I don't give a fuck if it's 5 cents for a goddamn pencil. They want a piece of it. That's how bad it is. That's, you know, what better guy to have in fucking in goddamn politics than Biden? So let this happen. Let him do what they're wanting to do to us. You know, I don't think the American people are going to stand for it. I don't think it's going to go. And Bitcoin might come back around. I don't know. I'm just telling you, they're going to try stupid shit. Look at what they're doing now.
Yeah,
Biden's going to be
right.
Fucking gone. Biden's going to be gone. Kamala Harris is going to be fucking president. She do anything they tell him, what they tell her to fucking do, because she don't know shit, period.
Right.
You know, she don't know a fucking thing.
The only thing
she
knows is, well, you know, the only thing she knows.
So whatever Joe's handlers tell her to do, she's going to do it. You know what I mean? That's what she's going to do, exactly what they tell her. That's the sad part about it.
Yep.
So as far as...
Hello? Can you hear me?
No, I'm still.
Well, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. Something's fucking my shit.
Sounds like Ryan was coming in and out or something.
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh.
I lost internet connection for a minute. Can you hear me now?
Think about it. When we were giving the what's his name in Ukraine all this money, what did he do with the money? He bought crypto.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
No, it's proven that he did. And they funneled the money back into the campaign for these. Mitch McConnell got some, but mostly it went to the Democrats.
What was it, FTX?
Mm-hmm.
It was all about.
Yeah, you don't hear any more about that, do you?
No.
Not a word.
Oh, what they did is they silenced that guy.
Yeah.
Bankman-Fried or whatever the hell his name was. They silent. You don't hear anything. You don't hear from him. You don't hear about him. You know? You have nothing. It's like he disappeared off the face of the earth, you know? But, yeah, this is... It's one of these things where whatever they're going to do with Biden, they got to do it quick. He's already announced, you know, he's already announced that he's going to run again. They don't want him to run again. I think they're backed into the corner. They're giving him a chance
they gave him a chance to, you know, resign. He's not going to resign. You know, I can see that coming. He's not resigning.
Well, Wednesday, you know, I mean, they're saying that shit's supposed to be out Wednesday, that letter that the FBI's got, and they've been withholding. The FBI and fucking, the FBI is not, and the Department of Justice are not in the best of favor of anybody no more. You know, they're like, yeah. What the fuck are you in there? What are you doing? You know?
Right.
Right.
You ain't doing fucking nothing, so why the fuck do we have you?
Absolutely. So, you know.
But they'll revamp it. They'll well, we're going to fix it. We'll straighten it out. We get other people that know what the fuck they're doing, blah, 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 blah. Back to the same old fucking ballgame again. Fuck people over and fucking rip and rob and rape. Yeah. That's what this is all about. It's all about ripping off people.
Yep. Yep.
It's like this digital currency. I'm not a fan of this shit at all. Period. You know, because it's bullshit. What they're trying to fucking do with this, man. You can't be able to make no decisions no more with your money. And you can't, otherwise you can't have no more savings. You can't save no money in the bank no more. Them days are over. If you don't use that money a certain amount of time, it expires. You lose your money. That don't make no fucking sense though, does it?
Mm-mm.
So you can't save up no money for whatever reason, you know. It's bullshit. It's straight up bullshit. That is complete fucking control and communism.
Yep,
that's exactly what it is.
There's no
If you look at the financial digital currency in China, China don't have no currency at all. They don't allow it. And that's what I think they're going to try to do the same thing. They're going to follow China's lead. You know? That kind of bullshit. But that's a communist country. You know, we're not. We're supposed to be a free country.
You know? Oh, we're free.
Free, we're free. We're free.
Right.
Yeah, we're free.
Right.
Yeah, we're
free. We're
supposed
from the
to
be back
you gotta wear a seatbelt and a fucking
back.
Mask, though, don't you? You got to have insurance and all that shit, you know. You're forced. That's extortion. You're forced into buying something. To be able to get around, they call driver's license privileges, which is a fucking freedom. You have the right to travel. You know what I mean? So you got to pay to be free.
Oh, well, 700,000 people. These 700,000 people coming over the border aren't going to have any car insurance, I'll tell you.
No,
that's why down
fuck
here
no.
We pay some of the highest car insurance in the country. My insurance bill every month is over $400 for our vehicles and our house, our property insurance and everything.
Yep.
Over $400 a month.
Yes, ma'am. I know. I know the feeling. And that's a good price.
Yeah, it's USAA.
Yeah, that's a good price. Fuck. It's amazing. And I hate paying insurance, you know? Because it's you know, money for nothing. Okay, I get the satisfaction that shit goes wrong, I get covered. But when shit never goes wrong. I just gave all that money away for nothing. Got nothing to return except just the peace of mind. You know?
Yep.
That's all you get. So you're spending, well, I'm about $450 a month. But anyway, that's what I pay for, peace of mind. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking crazy, guys. I'm telling you. It's just, you know. It's going to get worse. Now, shit comes out Wednesday. Of course, I'll have a show. I will make sure I'm on here Wednesday to see how this fucking goes. If he leaves, if Biden's out of here, man, I'm telling you, man, this is fucking, it's getting insane. How in the, I know they got to be thinking, well, if we do this and we wind up getting this bitch in there, oh, my God, what the fuck, you know? Kamala Harris doesn't even know how to fucking tie her shoes, man. What has she done since she's been vice president? Nothing. Went to the border once.
Except, well, lying about going to the border. Oh, I'm going to go to the border. Yeah, you went 400, 500 miles away from the border when you went down there.
She kept She cackles like a fucking chicken. Ooh, that fucking
yeah, she does. Yeah, all right. Well, kind of like a witch, you know.
Witch, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, kind of like a witch.
She's like the old witch from the from what's
Wizard
her,
of Oz. Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. Yep.
Yep.
Wow.
Here's your new book. Here's your
president, because he was going to fuck with their timeline.
Look in the floor. There's your new dildozer.
Yeah, dildozer. Yeah, like an Idiocracy. The dildozer.
Yeah, there's your.
Yeah. You've seen that movie, haven't you, Gunn?
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah. Is that
Yeah, I remember that music. Fucked me up. It's all they played to, nothing else. It never changed.
I guess they had to have that back in the dinosaur days, huh? Oh, damn.
I guess so. That is too funny. No, I know
that's funny, dildos. Carrie Pipe, maybe? Carrie Pipe, or...
I don't know.
I know they had...
I don't know.
I know they had something like
that. Did you watch
like
the documentary Gun on Kensington?
On who?
Kensington. Did you watch that documentary?
Not yet, no.
Which one was that?
Documentary about a... No, it's in Philadelphia. It's called Kensington. It's like a zombie movie.
Oh, literally, that's the one you like put in the, yeah. I forgot about that, yeah.
The guy, one guy has a soft-sized hole in his leg, and you can see flies as he's sitting on the curb flying in and out of the fucking hole in his leg. It's so big.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking zombie man.
Oh, speaking of, you know, wounds like that, I was looking last night. I'm going to have to find where I was looking at. But this is about the transgender, you know, woman trying to go from a woman to a man, okay? And this was showing pictures. This is the UK. It's not in the United States. It's got to be over in the UK somewhere. Where they've taken skin from, say, your elbow down to your wrist and peeled it off. The first layer of skin. You know what they're going to make out of it? A dick.
Nah.
Okay.
It shows these pictures. I mean, it's like the skin is missing from your wrist all the way up to your elbow. And that's supposed to be, they're supposed to graft it to make you know, transformation from a woman to a man. Yeah, I think, yeah. Fucking people
what,
are sick,
roll it up
man.
Like a fucking hot dog, I guess? Jesus.
Like a goddamn hot dog, I guess. I'm serious.
Wow.
Man, they some sick motherfuckers over there, let me tell you. Goddamn. I show his fucking arm, I mean, going, what? God almighty, damn. Well, these people, they don't need to be locked up. They just need to be put out of their misery, I swear.
It's insanity. Crazy people have just taken the world over. Hitler looks normal compared to this shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
What's his name? Bongino is always asking for conspiracies because every damn conspiracy that the people have said were conspiracies have come true.
That's what I say.
You know?
That's what Q talked about was the Biden crime family.
So yeah. What's coming out Wednesday?
That shit that's coming out about all the information on the bank
Comer.
Statements and shit. What?
The guy's name is Comer. He was the bank president. He's representative from Oklahoma. He's chairman of the oversight committee.
Kentucky. He's from Kentucky.
What did I say?
Oklahoma. Didn't you?
Well, what is it? What's their say?
No, he's a representative. They're the ones investigating fucking all this bullshit about the laptop and fucking the Biden family and how much fucking illegal business they did. Didn't you hear the clip I played earlier? Was you you weren't here?
No, I was asleep and I woke up and I seen on my messages that you on my laptop and let me know that you posted. So I looked, I seen you had a show. I thought it was on Skype. I called Mike up. Mike just hung up on me right away. I thought it was Ron telling the show, and then I just heard click.
What a dick.
That's really nice, Mike.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but he come to me. I was already talking to him, and you know,
why didn't you just fucking tell me? I went to Mixler.
I should have told you. That was my mistake. I should have told you.
Oh, I heard was
yeah.
I was like, fucker just hung up on me. I don't know. I know people.
And the impact to U.S. national security. Okay. Here's House Oversight Committee Chairman Congressman.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to blow you guys out.
Is that the shit about that's coming out Wednesday? You still didn't tell me what's coming out Wednesday.
Yes, right. Listen to this clip. We'll play a little bit of it so you can understand what's going on. So here you go. I'm trying to crank it down a little bit.
And James Comer with me on Friday morning on Fox Business's Mornings with Maria. Watch.
Based on the fact that 9 different Biden family members have been receiving payments from a web of LLCs that are receiving payments from my adversaries around the world, this fits a pattern of questionable behavior that the Biden family members have been doing to receive funds. So we take this whistleblower claim very seriously. We know it exists. We know the FBI has the document. I can tell you this. The Biden family received a lot of payment from the Chinese Communist Party, from entities that are state-owned entities.
Chairman Comer sending a subpoena to FBI Director Christopher Wray to testify and to produce a document in the FBI's possession that, quote, describes an alleged criminal scheme involving then-Vice President Biden and a foreign national relating to the exchange of money for policy decisions. Wisconsin Secretary of State Anthony Blinken denies he pushed for 51 intelligence officials to sign a letter calling Biden's laptop Russian disinformation right before the election and then lied about it under oath, as Senator Ron Johnson told us right here last week.
Anthony Blinken finally did come in to sit down for a voluntary transcribed interview in December of 2020 because he wanted to be Secretary of State. And now because of more information that's come out, we know that he lied bold-faced to Congress about never emailing Hunter Biden. My guess is he told a bunch of other lies that hopefully we'll be able to bring him and his wife back in, tell them to preserve their records.
That wasn't my idea. Didn't ask for it, didn't solicit it. And I think the testimony that the former deputy director of the CIA, Mike Morrell, put forward confirms that.
Joining me right now with more on all of this in this Sunday morning exclusive interview is House Oversight Committee Chairman, Kentucky Congressman James Comer. Mr. Chairman, thanks very much for joining us.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about this latest investigation of influence peddling on a sitting president? I know that you're planning a press conference this Wednesday. What will we learn?
Well, Senator Grassley and I received a tip on a whistleblower. Senator Grassley was the lead in this. We reviewed documents from the legally protected whistleblower, highly credible whistleblower, that would implicate Joe Biden in a paper play scheme, in trying to set up a deal to receive funds to he and his family in exchange for foreign policy decisions. Now, that fits a pattern, Maria, of what we've seen with these bank records. And on Wednesday, we're going to present to the American people all the information that we've received thus far pertaining to bank records. We're going to disclose many of the different LLCs, many of the different transactions that all these different Biden family members have gotten from our adversaries around the world. Now, we don't believe this was just a coincidence that all these Biden family members were receiving money from this web of LLCs into their personal bank account. We believe this was done in exchange for something that then Vice President Biden and now President Biden would have done. So this whistleblower is going to provide some very crucial information to our investigation, and we've given the FBI until May the 10th to produce this document. So the ball is in the FBI's court with respect to this whistleblower.
You are sure that this document exists?
100%.
What if they don't release the document by May 10th? What if they decide to indict Hunter Biden for having a gun illegally before your press conference?
My message to the Department of Justice is very loud and clear. Do not indict Hunter Biden before Wednesday, when you have the opportunity to see the evidence that the House Oversight Committee will produce with respect to the web of LLCs, with respect to the number of adversarial countries that this family influence peddled in. This is not just about the president's son. This is about the entire Biden family, including the president of the United States. So we believe there are a whole lot of accounts that the IRS and the DOJ don't know about, because we don't believe they've done a whole lot of digging in this, and we have. We've spent the past 100 days poring over bank documents. I've used subpoena power to get these documents. We've been meeting with the former associates of the Bidens in their different influence peddling schemes. We've been meeting with whistleblowers. We know exactly what this family was doing, and by all accounts from the media reports that we're getting, what they're looking at charging Hunter Biden on is a slap on the wrist. It's a drop in the bucket. So Wednesday will be a very big day for the American people in getting the facts presented to them so that they can know the truth. And then the Department of Justice can finally do what they should have done years ago.
What?
Well, obviously, the president's sons committed many crimes. I mean, you're looking at potential money laundering. Jonathan Turley comes on Fox all the time and talks about he was essentially a foreign agent for countries like China. He's an unregistered foreign agent. Those are serious crimes. You've got the possible racketeering. The list goes on and on and on. And again, Maria, it's not just the president's son. And we don't believe these countries were paying the Biden family for nothing. We believe they were getting a return on their investment, and the return on the investment would have been policy decisions for then Vice President Joe Biden and current President Joe Biden.
How much money do you believe the Biden family has taken in? How much money have you been able to identify of cash going to Biden family members?
Well, we're going to dive into that on Wednesday, but it's millions and millions of dollars, I can say that. Hopefully people will pay attention on Wednesday when we have this press conference and they can see actual bank records. So, you know, another thing that's important to note with this investigation, Maria, and I think we'll make it even more interesting on Wednesday, is more and more evidence is pointing towards Joe Biden. I mean, obviously Joe Biden was involved in all these things, despite the fact that he's lied to the American people, despite the fact that his press secretary continues to lie about it. We've already produced one wire from one LLC totaling over $1 million to four different Biden family members. And now we're going to produce an additional five Biden family members, more countries, more LLCs, more bank accounts. I mean, this thing is much bigger than anyone would have ever predicted. And it all points towards Joe Biden, the big guy.
This is just incredible. So is this money laundering? Is this racketeering? What? They were just taking money and changing policy decisions and announcing policy decisions on behalf of America and pocketing cash.
Yeah, the LLC were set up to disguise the sender of the money and to deceive the IRS so they wouldn't have to pay taxes. The IRS would have just wired the money directly to the Biden. They tried to do a web of LLCs. I was a director of the bank for over a decade. There's terms that banks use for money laundering. And obviously the bank violations that we looked at Treasury, many banks suspected the same thing. So the Department of Justice has a whole menu of options to go after this family on, not just the president's son, but this family. And it's not going to be lying on a gun application or not paying taxes for 100 years. I don't think they realize how many different LLCs and how much different money the Bidens laundered into their personal accounts. So there's a whole lot of information here for the Department of Justice to use. And by all accounts, I don't think they're aware of the majority of it.
One of the critical decisions that this president made during the first couple of weeks of his presidency was to cancel the China Initiative. This is a Trump-era initiative, which was actually indicting those people who were getting paid by communist China to send intellectual property and information from America back to China. Secretary Pompeo closed down the entire Houston embassy over the surveillance and that, as well as others. Is the China Initiative cancellation one of those decisions that Joe Biden got paid for?
Well, it's very suspicious why he did it. I mean, this is one of the worst decisions with respect to national security that Joe Biden made as president. And he did it right out of the bat. And the person that he had that at the time that was making the pitch to the FBI to drop the China Initiative because they said it was racially profiling Asian students was the then president of the University of Pennsylvania, who is now Biden's appointee as ambassador to Germany. And remember, the University of Pennsylvania was getting tens of millions of dollars from anonymous donations from China. Maria, this stinks to high heaven. The amount of money that China has sent Biden and Biden-ly entities has apparently impacted many decisions that this administration has made that were adversarial to every American. Our national security is at risk because of bad policy decisions that Joe Biden made that put China first and America last. And for me to see all these bank records and all these deposits from the Chinese Communist Party directly to the Biden family members, I mean, it's pretty disgusting. And I can't wait until Wednesday to present this to the American people. And I'm anxious to see how the mainstream media covers this, because the New York Post, the New York Times, Washington Post, MSNBC, NBC, well, I mean, that's another very bad decision that put China first and America last. I mean, you know this, Maria. I used to watch you on CNBC all the time. I mean, a publicly traded company has to go through so many compliance requirements, so many auditing requirements, and he just, with the struggle of the pen, allows Chinese companies to go in and bypass all this. It puts China at another competitive advantage over the United States in attracting American capital. I mean, this president has always put America last and China first, and I think the walls are coming in on this family, and Wednesday's going to be a big day with respect to transparency. And with respect to credibility of congressional investigations.
Real quick before you go, I'll be focused on Wednesday, and we certainly want to get you back after that press conference. But what if they do not adhere to this? What if they refuse to turn over that memo? What are you going to do about Merrick Garland, the head of the DOJ? What about Christopher Wray at the FBI? Will you move to subpoena, impeach? What can you do? What levers do you have if they say, no, we're not giving you any documents?
Well, Senator Grassley and I have a plan B. We hope to not have to employ plan B, but we will. So I've still got a little bit of confidence in the majority of the employees at the FBI and the DOJ, not the top. I lost confidence in the top a long time ago. But hopefully there will be enough people that will put pressure on the leadership to do the right thing and be transparent with the House Oversight Committee and the American people.
Okay, we will leave it there. Mr. Chairman, thanks very much. We will be waiting for your news on Wednesday. House Oversight Committee Chairman Congressman James Comer. Thank you, sir. A lot of news broken right there in that very important interview. Quick break, then high-stakes negotiations over raising the debt ceiling between President Biden. And
there you go. That's what it's all about. What's that, Bill?
Maybe that's their plan to get Biden out so he doesn't run again.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good question. I just can see why they'd be risking to put Kamala Harris in charge of the country when the bitch don't know nothing.
Right.
They got to drag her down with him. You know what I mean? Because, you know, she's into it. Anybody associated with this guy's into something. Illegal,
right. But she's not going to run for president.
She ain't got to run. She automatically becomes president when he's out. Biden goes out,
yeah,
she's automatically in. She's the vice president, Billy.
I understand. No. But I don't think she's going to do much. I think she's going to be a, like a placeholder, you know, for the next election. And you know what's really fucked up? It's kind of ironic. This is what they fucking tried to pin on Trump.
Yeah.
Exactly what they were doing.
Exactly what they were doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, they tried to pin it on Trump, and it was all a fable. You know, it was all
bullshit. We're doing
bullshit.
This. Let's try this shit on Trump. Exactly. We're doing this. So let's.
They were
try
like,
this
oh,
on
let's
Trump.
Blame Trump for you know.
I remember one time Trump was getting on the airplane and he was talking to some reporters, and they asked him something about Joe Biden. He said Joe Biden is a stone cold criminal. I'll never forget that.
Yep.
See, Trump knew good from all these people. That's what they were afraid of.
Yeah, Trump was kind of in their fucking way, is what he was.
Yeah, that's why I don't think they're going to allow him to
run. They had to get him out at any cost because he was slowing down the process. They used Joe Biden to try to cram in the 4 years they lost in their, you know, their fucking agenda. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That was the reason for COVID.
Yep. Sure it was. Now we know that was all fucking made up. Now we know it was all fucking made up. So,
mm-hmm.
So it was a Tonkin incident. So was World War II.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. Fucking Iraq. All that shit. Afghanistan.
Know.
All that shit. Bullshit. Made up
yeah.
You really think they're going to allow RFK Jr. to, you know, get that nomination? Hell no, because he's talking like Trump. He wants to get rid of the damn deep state because he thinks, and rightly so, that they had something to do with the assassinations of both his dad and his uncle.
Of course they did.
You know?
Oh,
they were causing problems.
Oh, no, he's coming right out saying that they did.
Well, you're fucking right they did. Anybody in their right mind would know that. They did it because they were fucking with their money. You don't go fucking with this cartel's money. We're ran by a fucking cartel. We ain't ran by a government. That's people fail to realize something.
Yep.
This ain't no
it's
fucking
cartel.
Government running this show. It's a fucking cartel.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck
yep.
it is, you know? And there is two sides of the game, but the problem it is both sides are the same. So, you know, they're going to show you one thing that's the bad part of what's going on in the industry, the other part it ain't. You know, that's what I'm looking at. You're looking at two sides of a story here, not two parties. You know, why is it Fox News gets to talk all the shit they did and, you know, there's okay for, you know, what's his name, Tucker Carlson. And all of a sudden they decide to fucking can him for no fucking reason. It was worth fucking with, you know what I mean? All of a sudden, their number one star that brings them all this money and they turn around and fuck yourself. Now their numbers are dropping like a bad fucking habit. Nobody's watching their shit. Some of the people don't even want to be there anymore because of that fucking stunt they pulled. Some of the, they're, you know, people, they want out. They're going to, you know, they're under contract, so, you know, that's the only reason they're still there sticking it out. So, but I'm sure they're talking to their lawyers to get me out of this contract, get me. They turned around and fucking turned into a fucking snake. Turn around and bit us, you know.
Hannity and you know Hannity and whatever, you know, all these people that are there that you know, Tucker was a lead into Hannity and he was the top ratings guy at Fox and now Hannity's ratings are down like 60% or something.
Wow.
So yeah. Yes. Everybody's
Fox done shot a hole in their boat. They shot a hole in their boat and they're sinking. That's what they did.
They don't
and that's
care.
When you get what people, you get dumb fuckers, which I call retards, thinking. You know, what better way to just go get rid of the best thing we got going for us and fuck ourselves for the fun of it. Because we like fucking ourselves out of something. You know, we work so hard
well,
to get to where we're at today.
The media is run by the CIA.
Oh, absolutely. Propaganda fucking producers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're controlled by corporations. Like I said, we're, you know, it's a fucking like a cult. You know, but these are big corporations, big money people. Big money people run this show. They've been running this show since the fucking beginning. So, but now it's becoming more like a fucking battle of Hatfields and McCoys. You know what I mean? That's what it seems like.
Yep.
Well, I don't think it's going to get away anything with any of this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Never does.
Nope.
Yep.
And that's the thing. I mean, look, they may or may not get all this stuff that they want, Comer. If they don't, then if they don't get all the letters and stuff that they want from the FBI, then they're going to have to do something Ray to get the letters. If he decides to block those letters, those subpoenas or whatever it is, that all that information, they're going to have to do something with Ray to get the information from that they need. Now, there is a theory out there. All these so-called whistleblowers that are coming out now against Biden and stuff, those are plants from the deep state.
Mhm.
Right?
Well, why can't Biden take Obama down with him? I'd love for him to take Obama down. How could Obama be president for 8 years and not know what Joe Biden was doing?
Oh, exactly. He was in on it too, Fox. You know that.
And here's the deal. This is where their color revolution, and I'm going to mention this again, Kat, they've been running this color revolution against Trump since he came down the escalator. But this is where this color revolution has come back to bite them in the ass, because they ran it with the wrong person. They ran it against the wrong person, number one, and they ran it, and they stole the election from the wrong. They stole the election to the wrong person. It's obvious that this guy, Biden, is not only mind-blown, but he's corrupt and he's crazy ass. You know, and this guy is a direct result of the coal revolution.
I know
right.
What you mean, Mike. Yeah.
I think it's all planned.
I mean,
I think this is all within their plan of what they think they're going to get away with.
Mm-hmm.
I want Biden to take people down with him now. Because Biden didn't do this alone. People got their plan.
Think about this. I just recently saw the deposition that they did in October with this E. Jean Carroll thing against Trump, E. Jean Carroll.
She's crazy.
You know, and she's nuts. She is nuts. I mean, that interview that she did with Anderson Cooper, when at the end of the interview she was like hitting on Anderson Cooper, who's a freaking gang man.
She was crazy.
You know?
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Okay, just take out the interviews. Let's just look at the evidence. She said she went into this super-duper high-end store, went into a dressing room with Trump to try on lingerie, right? She was trying to seduce the man. But here's the thing. She had on a pair of tights. It was winter. Now, you guys don't wear tights. At least I know Ron does, but the rest of you don't wear tights. Tights, when you put them on, they're not like pantyhose. Tights are, in other words, you can't spread your legs and have sex by pulling your tights down your thighs, right? you can't, your legs are already apart. So to get your legs apart, you've got to take those pantyhose off. You can't even have them, I mean,
around
your ankle.
No, no, no. That ain't true. I've had sex with them on.
Unless you take them off. You were wearing them, though.
Do what?
You were wearing them.
Yeah, wearing tights. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got to take them completely off. I got a 40-foot long schlong, so I got to pull them right down like a chick.
Oh, Rod. She pulled down her tight.
Rod is nuts.
There is no way. If somebody...
Well, she could pull down her tights and bend over, Kat. She couldn't lay there and do it, but she could bend over. You know?
He didn't. But if he raped her, why didn't she scream?
I mean, look, I've seen enough that, you know, even with pantyhose, right? Even with pantyhose, where you're almost having to rip those things apart to get at it, right? You know, that's the way things go. You got to fucking, you know, pull them all the way off to get we're talking about tights or bicycle pants or whatever, you know, yoga pants, you know, that type of stuff. You got to pull all the way off. It's not going to happen the way she says it's going to happen. And really, if you think about it, right. And if you really think about it, look at her. When is the last time Trump dated somebody that was older than him, which she is. She's older than him, right? I mean, think about it. Melania is younger. Marla Maples was younger. You know, Ivana was younger. Even fucking Stormy Daniels is younger than him. Which I don't trust Stormy Daniels with a pencil and pole, but that's not the point. The point is, he doesn't fool around with people that are older than him. You know, that's no joke. This is a guy. This woman is nuts. She's nuts, and it should be thrown out of court. And I saw him do his deposition on this thing, and boy, he was damn. And that deposition, Trump was relaxed. It was like he had not a care in the world doing that deposition. That's how relaxed he was.
I'm just saying, if he did rape her, she liked it.
Yeah.
That woman is a perfect.
So what did she say in the interview? She said, people think rape is a good thing, or whatever it was that she said. That
rape is sexy.
She's not. Just another one of these things that they're trying to get Trump on that's not going to work. And, oh, and by the way, this whole thing with the fucking idiot up there in New York as the DA, Trump's trying to get, you know, move the venue. Because they're trying to make it move it to a federal court because they're trying to make it tied to a federal crime. So if they're going to try and tie it to a federal crime, Trump wants it in a federal court, right? He wants it, first off, he wants it away from the judge, and he wants it away from this jury that's not going to be for him, you know, that's not going to be on his side. So, yeah, I can see his planning. I can see You know, now, will he get it? I'm not sure, but we'll see. Like I said, all these cases that are against Trump, they're part of the coal revolution. That's what this is.
I don't know. You know, something like, I don't know what this is, to be honest with you. All I know is I don't want to be connected to it, you know? Fuck it.
Right.
It's just it's a pain in the ass, you know what I mean? But I would just rather not be connected to it. Like, it's impossible not to be connected to society and the system completely, but as little as possible. So where if it goes away, you don't miss it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Billy, what do you mean not connected to it?
If everything stopped, I mean, the best that I can, it would still be hard, Kat, but I've been working this for years and years and years, just trying to be just completely self-sufficient. So if the whole system just went down and you had nothing, it was like being on a fucking deserted island. Would it be easy? No. Can I do it? Yeah. I've practiced it. It's like, okay, you know, nothing's coming in. Am I still good? You know? And that's all you can do. And that doesn't mean that, you know, it's going to be easy. It's not. It's going to be fucking hard, man. But it's going to be a lot harder on people that, say, are stuck in California, you know, people in cities, you know, like big cities, like Philadelphia and, you know, big cities like that, New York. It's going to be harder there, way harder there. You know? Because where I'm at, it's just nothing but farmland and fucking Amish people. It's just a bunch of small towns that make up the county.
Well, that's just like where I am.
I would say pretty much everybody here, you know, has their, I don't know, I guess you'd call them connections with people. I remember when COVID came out and they did the lockdowns on our neighbors thing, right? This thing called neighbors. There was a guy nearby that was giving money away. Like, if you need money, okay, I got you covered. I guess he's a rich guy, and he was just like, look, you know, you need help, let me know. So I don't know what that deal was. I'm just saying that people, at least where I'm at, all right, the Walmart closed and the supermarkets closed and all that crap. Like Chris gets, you know, eggs from a farmer. You know what I mean? She brought something else home. I don't know what she brought home. Was it eggs? No, potatoes. Somebody came in and gave her potatoes. And that's because where she works. She works at the general store for this town. Been here since before the civil fucking, no, before the revolution. Holy crap. It's been, you know, it's a historic general store. Because she had a choice, work there or work at, you know, like a Wawa or Snappy's. And I said, no. I said, Chris, I said, you're better off taking the job at the general store. Doesn't pay as much, but it's going to be more secure. And it's you know, local people that lived here all their lives.
Is she still there?
Yeah. She just gave her a raise. She just got a raise at the last paycheck. She didn't even know.
Wow.
So, you know, she was like, well, I said, oh. You know, she brought home over $700-something. So I was like, well, add the taxes up. Because, you know, she had the woman that owns the store, her and her husband, he's also an accountant, and he does her taxes for her. And she was claiming zero. I said, no, claim one. You know, so you get a little more back every 2 weeks. She looked down and was like, oh, she gave me a 25-cent raise. I was like, cool. You know, I mean, like I said, it's not going to be easy for anybody. I don't think wherever you're at. But it's going to be worse than some other places. Or everybody just capitulates and says, okay, yeah, we'll do the digital money and you tell me what I can buy and what I can't buy. And I heard Texas is doing a gold-backed digital thing in Texas. Some kind of that's what I heard.
I'd have to look that one up.
Yeah, Texas, I don't know if it passed yet or not. Yeah, look it up, son.
Yeah, something we're looking at too.
Yeah. Some kind of gold-backed digital currency. But see, I'm not into the digital currency, man. Read the goddamn what our forefathers wrote down in the Constitution and stuff. You're supposed to strike coins. All right, that's what it says. You're supposed to, you know, make real money, not digital money. Could you imagine that getting back? Holy crap. But I kept looking at break out of this, man, and, you know, like, well, what have people done in the past when this has happened? Oh, some have blown up. They just left the area. And, you know, usually people just rebuild. And, you know, communities come together. I mean, that's my hope. I'd rather think about that than think about everybody being animals and shit about it.
Remember those movies we say about, you know, like apocalyptic movies like Escape from New York and all, and we thought that it was science fiction, and now it's real.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's almost like we're living through the Billy Joel song "We Didn't Start the Fire." You know, that's what this is. We didn't do it, but we're living through it, you know. And you're right. It's like living through these horror movies, these disaster movie things, you know. I mean, we laugh about when they did the whole thing with the Sharknado and all that shit, right? But that was a disaster movie. It was a comedy disaster movie, but it was a disaster movie. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
We're living through a disaster movie. That's what we're doing.
Well, it's worse other places. Like I said, over in Europe, wow, they're in bad shape. their inflation is like 9-10%. And, you know, and I'm sure it's higher than that.
Aren't you glad you didn't sell everything and hit the road, Billy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was a wrong decision. And I'm glad I didn't do it. I really am.
Well, folks, I'm going to bail. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning in my world. And I got to get up early in the morning. I'm going to bail out. You guys can continue on, so I don't think it'll shut off, but, you know.
No, I don't see your thing on, on.
Yeah, the show is over. We're in overtime now. We're in overtime, Mike.
Yeah.
Show quick broadcasting. I'm seeing you guys could keep on doing what you're doing. Keep talking, but I'm going to bail out on you guys. All right? And I will definitely see you Wednesday night. So, anyway, y'all have fun. I will talk to you later. All right? See y'all.
All right.
Good night.
I think I'm going to bail as well. But, hey, you know, like I said, two words that are describing what's going on right now. Color revolution. That's what we're doing. That's what they've been doing.
A what?
So
color revolution.
He's right. But we've done it around the world so many times now it's being done to us.
Yep. Basically, regime change is what it is.
Well, all empires fall. You know, that's just a fact. Sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There hasn't been an empire that hasn't fell.
Yep. All right. I'll see you guys later.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, y'all.
All right, later.